Were you alarmed at all by what you saw on Friday night, or were you not worried how the team performed?
No, not alarmed. Where's that question coming from, I guess?
The loss.
Loss.
Yeah, I mean, the team didn't perform very well.
No, we didn't perform overall how we should. It's game one. We've been productive throughout camp. We had a productive 2 days against Cincinnati at their house, practicing against them every day at a high level of competition. We just got to transfer to the game.
Speaking of the competition, the running back competition, how have you been able to really elevate your play throughout two other good backs that are looking for playing time?
Yeah, we got a stable in the backfield, and everybody's capable of getting the job done. Everybody has various skill sets to implement in this offensive system, so it's good to have that healthy competition. You want that. You thrive off that. And you're going to need everybody, literally everybody, when you're running down the stretch and where we look forward to going this year.
You've been on teams where there's been questions at quarterback, or I assume if you have a preseason game that doesn't go well, there might be more worry. Does it make it easier to put aside a preseason game knowing you have an accomplished quarterback like you to work with?
It does. It does. You know, a quarterback is a strong position on any offensive team, and you want to be confident. You want to be, have somebody that's poised, know how to win and command the huddle. We definitely do, clearly, and we're just going to continue to grow around him, develop our game, and really just execute. You know, it was day one into a long journey. Y'all know this is a very long season. And you can't get on the emotional roller coaster too high, too low. Got to stay tunnel vision. And fall in love with the process more than the outcome. You'd be surprised where you're going to land. So, you know, we win, lose, draw. This is going to be some stuff we've got to learn from this tape. And that's exactly what we're doing today.
What's your assessment of the offensive line that brought against and how they can get better as the season goes on?
Say that first part.
Offensive line, like, what's your assessment of how they're performing so far and their potential?
They're playing well for us. The potential is always high. You know, we've been, you know, moving some players around, building some chemistry. Again, that's chemistry. Like I said before, that's a word you're gonna hear me talk about probably throughout the whole season. As a word that's never gonna be a reason, or it's never gonna be a word on a trophy, but that's why you win one. And we're definitely building some chemistry on the offensive line.
What's the biggest takeaway you had from the film that you guys need to work on this week going into Saturday?
I mean, I wouldn't say you can't. Biggest, I wouldn't say one thing, because then you're overlooking everything else. There's a lot of stuff we got to get better on. Like I said, win, lose, or draw. And that's what we're going to do today. But, you know, as far as the backfield, I think we need to be able to break more tackles. I think it's very simple. You know, obviously we would say, just like the offensive line, they're going to say they need to block better. Quarterback's going to say they need to command and throw better. Receiver's going to want to say they need to catch better. We're going to say we need to run harder. Tight end's going to – it's very common sense. So we're not overlooking the common sense of this game.
Is that something that maybe people overlook, that's little things that all add up?
Yeah, you overlook simplicity. Everybody want to make something so complicated. Excellence is in the details, and that's where we got to stay.